Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. Thank you, Sam. Give a big hand clap to Sam. Yes, give even a bigger hand clap to the worship team. It's amazing that on such a day, when the atmosphere in the air is at its lowest, you know, as in we get such a... And by the way, they didn't do rehearsals in the week, all right? Everything they have done, they organized it here this morning. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's give them another big hand clap. Hallelujah. I work with some money, okay? So I'm going to buy all of you lunch in cash. Glory be to God. Okay? All of you, how many? Yes, even Martin. Give a big welcome to Martin. There are people who believe, like Esther, that every time I see Martin around, I'm happy. All right? And you all know why. The worship team knows why. Glory be to God. You're welcome once again. Rachel. There's a Rachel there, our admin. Good to see you. She has been on a long leave. Yes, and while you are away, we were visited by another Rachel. She's just in front of Rachel, all right? And she got born again on Sunday. She got born again on Sunday after the service. Hallelujah. Okay, and we welcome a friend of mine with the wife. Come. Okay. This is Dr. Okumu Gabriel. He's a senior surgeon at Nakasero Hospital. All right. So every time you hear of someone who has done a surgery at Nakasero, and they pay how much? Per surgery? Now you know where most of it goes. All right? That is where it goes. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, he has always wanted to be very holy. Okay? We're with him in med school from first year to fifth year. Yeah, he has always wanted to be very holy and very colored. All right? So, he's called Okumu, but he used to call himself Okala. All right? And I believe it has come true. The man is what? The man is colored. Okay? His first job was in Ukisizi? You there for how many years? Over 10 years, I think. Yes. And while he was there, he got a Mchiga woman. Glory be to God. Yes, she's called Maureen. All right? Maureen Okala. Glory be to God. I asked him why he put her at risk today to put her in the car. As in, people want to beat others for no good reason. All right? A guy just looks at you and says, "Tukina bakuba." As in, you know, it is strange. So, yes, to be honest, I'm like Judith. I'm grateful to God for the red tops all over the place. Okay, they are keeping at bay what could happen. All right? There are people who haven't turned up today. Now, like Praise, one of the people in our worship team, man, where she stays in Gaza anyway, that side, okay, Gaza Road, okay, was it the LC? The LC assured her to get a back over. You know, now this is a leader who you think should protect you. And the guy assured Praise to get a back over. Okay, so she had to be wise, you know, and she went somewhere, up country, in the meantime. That's why she's not here. Okay. There's a neighbor of mine where I stay, and the guy, he's not a Westerner, but somehow the guy has a very long nose, his features, okay? And the guy assured me that, I think on Wednesday or something, he was working somewhere, as in mining is, you know, then some guy assured him, Pugenda ku. The guy, he told me now, Westerner think he's a Westerner. When they meet him, they speak to him in what? Richiga, Rinyankore. And the guy, you know, who pretends like he's one of them, but he's not. You understand? The guy said, man, guys, the guy looked at me and said, Tugina kuba kuba. Okay? There's a lady, where I went to vote from, she was, they're called agents, eh? Okay? Yeah? Voting agents, anyway. Yeah, of the NRM, eh? So anyway, after the voting, she crossed the road to photocopy something, okay? And she was dressed in a yellow chitenji. This lady was above 60, an old lady, okay? A yellow chitenji with, of course, the, it's called what? The badge? Whatever, eh, you know, eh? But to show that she's an agent of what? The movement. So I found out where she was photocopying from, and I saw, and I was like, Mama, you know, Rachi Otambula Bocho with that thing, you know, you might get in trouble, okay? Then she says, yes. As she crossed the road, okay, people shouted at her and asked her that, you had better tell us where we shall bury you. An old lady, 65, you could, as in, the compassion, now, this is a mother, eh? Or you know, at least you can, whatever, you know, Juliana, eh? But now, a 65-year-old, really, eh? The lady is helpless. She can't even run if he chases her. You know, and so it is that bad. But without God, before the internet was switched off, now, was that good? I don't know. Was it bad? I don't know. Eh? But I think right now I'm not speaking for the Lord, but I'm speaking as me. I think it was good. Eh? When you consider the overall, you know, eh? I think it was good. Eh? Yes. Eh? Okay, but I'm not speaking for the Lord. Eh? Well, my opinion. Eh? I think it was good. Eh? Anyway, but before it was switched off, some of you could have read the word for the week. I shared a dream which Dr. Joseph Serada had on 8th December, and he shared that dream on Impact FM. So I found that recording on social media. Actually, you're the one who sent it to me. So I felt I should share it with all of you, eh? And basically, it was a message of comfort. Okay, God comforting us that things won't be as bad as they were initially supposed to be. Okay, so the vision or the dream was, he was in his office, and then his secretary came, eh? Okay, that, you know, and she's like, there's a soldier at the door, eh? And the soldier was knocking, you know, eh? Okay, so Serada went, he met the soldier, and the soldier was like, come and see. Okay, so they went outside, all right? And the soldier said, now look, you know, eh? As in, look up in the skies, eh? And when Serada looked up, he saw a dark cloud, all right? And you know what a dark cloud means, okay? Symbolically, it's not a good thing, eh? Okay? However, yeah, okay, at the same time, there was something like a man, eh? Okay, something in the form of a man was seated on that cloud, eh? Okay, on that dark cloud, and it had like a straw, eh? Okay, and it was sucking blood. Okay, sucking blood. So when Sarah sees it, he's like, eh, omusajja atudde ku Kampala, eh, anwa musayi. Okay, then someone who told him that, no, apostle, eh, you are wrong. It is not only, he's not seated only on Kampala, sucking blood. He's seated, you know, as in on top of the entire country. Okay? Doing what? Sucking blood. And this is not blood of chicken. All right? So, to cut a long story short, then the soldier said that we have shot at the man, and all our bullets are finished, and we have failed. Okay? So, Sarada, together with many pastors, okay, got arrows, okay, and shot at the thing. Okay? Arrow one, arrow two, or at the third shooting, they shot the thing. And it came down, eh? Alright? It came down from the heavens, okay? This thing which was sucking, drinking blood, okay, from all over the country, and the thing fell down. All right? What did that dream mean? I believe it meant, okay, basically, certain things wanted blood. Okay? And for those of you who are members of this church, you know that Bobby Wine made covenants with this thing. Okay? It's amazing. You think Christians, we should know this, eh? Born again, you would think they should know this, eh? But for some reason, okay, it is strange, eh? And for me, I blame it on the leadership of the church. Church leaders, spiritual leaders, eh? You cannot have, I'm telling you, I have friends who are born again, many, but they are reasoning, eh? The way they were seeing things, eh? As in, it is sad, eh? But you blame it on them, okay? But also, especially on this church, leadership, most of it is carnal. Hallelujah. Okay, and it is sad. It is very, very sad. Hallelujah. So anyway, that thing wanted blood. You understand? Because blood is a sacrifice, eh? Okay? There's a saying someone reminded me of, a saying in Luganda, okay, okay, which there's some Banyaranda who know Luganda. It says, NC, Egula Milambo. Have you ever heard of that saying? NC, Egulachi, Milambo. You know, I'd heard it years ago, then, the guy told, I was like, this is, you know, blood, eh? You know, eh? And yes, so now the army couldn't do nothing about it. Eh? You remember the dream? They shot all they could, and you know, nothing happened. Okay, but the prayers of the saints, okay, symbolized by Serada and all the other pastors, the prayers of the saints. Okay, shut down the thing. A principality, there was a thing over the country that wanted blood. Alright? And Bobby Wine, I can tell you, all this provoking the security agency, because you provoke them because there's something you want them to do. You provoke, you know, so that blood can be shed. And when it is shed, he's gaining. Because that is what? The pact they made with the devil. Hallelujah. Okay, but your prayers, averted what was coming. Glory be to God. You guys, what you saw in November, was a test of what was coming. It was a test of what was coming. All right? The other time, it was actually the security, which we killed, and it was provoked. Now, I'm not saying what they did was right, but they were provoked. And he who provoked them knew why he was provoking it. He wanted blood. Okay, so what was, now, you know, that time it was the security, eh, which did that. But what was coming, all right, an LC1 chairman was going to kill someone over whom they're supposed to have leadership. Do you understand? So it was going to be, as in, you know, that bad. You can even still sense it in the air now, you know. Igwe just looks at you, see, tugenda kuba kuba. As in, tuburi lewa jetuna kuzika. And by the way, it is all over the place. Okay? I was driving from Kira yesterday. I'm in my car. I'm putting on shades. Then I met traffic. So I stopped. Okay? So as you stop, you look around, you know. So I looked in a certain what? Direction. Okay, just, you know, shades on. So someone obviously, we cannot see where my eyes are. We focus. Then I saw a guy, man, raising his hand at me. What? As in, do you understand? As in, what is that? You know, eh? So I'm surprised that some of you are here today. Okay? Yes, but it is that bad. Eh? But it shouldn't be. Eh? All right? It shouldn't be. And yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So, yes, now I can tell you, I voted the president, Museveni. Why? Because it was the will of God. You know, and for over a year, I've been telling you the dreams I've had. Do you understand? The dreams I've had saying God wants Museveni back. Why? I don't know. But the God who loves us wanted him. Okay, is Museveni perfect? No, he has done so many wrong things. Okay, yeah, but you know, and that's why this song that we sang, it touched me a lot. Okay, that phrase, in all I do, I honor you. You understand? For me, it is about the will of God. You understand? Not the state of the road from here to my home. It is. What, and you see, that is a problem. The leadership of the church, not all of it, but most of it, haven't engraved that concept, okay, in Christians. Okay? Whatever you want to do, people, whatever you want to do, where you want to stay, where you want to take your kids, if you're really a born servant of Christ, you remember, we were bought by the precious blood of Jesus. The Bible says we are not our own. We are slaves. A slave has no progee. Do you understand? Therefore, if you really believe you're a slave, and don't just shake your head, yeah. Then after that, you're texting. Well, the contrary, if you really believe you are a slave, if you really believe that your life is not your own, okay, then whatever you do, okay, should be according to the will of he who owns you. You are owned. Do you know that? You are owned. You don't belong to yourself. Glory be to God. Therefore, a slave just doesn't wake up one day and say, "Ngenda kola masters." A slave doesn't do that. A slave, it is your owner who tells you what to do. You wake up in the morning with no agenda. And your master tells you, Kati, milk those cows. You understand? In fact, in those days, Bible days, they would even now, if it is a male slave, they would get for him a female slave. You understand? You just don't get your own one. You know? And then the children who are born, okay, if they got you a wife, a slave, the children who are born belonged not to you. For you, you can be released and you go. But the kids stay because they are not yours. It is there in your Bibles, by the way. All right, so therefore, in all that we do, we should first and foremost seek the will of God. Not the will of your head, your unrenewed mind, your intellectual mind. Do you understand, people? Okay? By the way, it is that simple. You know, Jesus said that seek first the kingdom of God. Don't seek first your kingdom. Don't seek first your whatever. First the kingdom of God. What does God say? It is that simple, people. All right? And if you sincerely ask God what he would wish for you to do in anything, if you really want to know, he will let you know. Sometimes he lets you know even before you ask him. Do you understand? So for me, for over a year, you know, by the way, since 2011. Okay, 2011, I had a dream, and I've written these things. You know them, and I've told you. God told me, 2011. 2016 came, asked him, God, in 2011, you told me who to vote. Now, who should I vote? Okay, around that time, I had a dream, and in the dream, I met the president. Okay, and the president told me, I have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I voted him, okay, irrespective of the corruption that was happening. Because, first of all, who tells you that the next guy you put in power won't be corrupt? You know, all this politics, most of it, guys just want money. You understand? Eh? Okay, anyway, 2016, I voted Museveni again. Alright? Alright? So this time, again, you know, a dream comes. It came, I think, in 2018. And God said in the dream, he showed me that Chagulanyi bagenda mukuba 2-0. You remember that dream? 2-0. And after that, he is going to cause post-election violence. Do you understand? And that bloodshed, that violence was going to involve shedding blood. What you saw in November was a foretaste of what the God planned. Glory be to God. In all we do, we should honor the Lord. Glory be to God. All right? When I voted, you know, I knew I was honoring the Lord. So do I expect money tomorrow, the president, to give me a good job? What? No, that's not the point. The point is, I am a slave. I am not my own. I belong to Christ. Okay? And I am out to do his will. It is that simple. Glory be to God. It should be that simple for Christians. It should be that simple. You don't have to have gone to school. You don't have to be a senior. It is that simple. They are no gloves in hospital, so we should vote out the guy. That's not the point. It is a point, but what does God say? What does God say first and foremost? He can say, yes, vote out that guy because there are no gloves in hospital. You know, and you vote him out. But you don't begin with gloves. You don't begin with gloves. Begin with what is the will of God. All right? I was with a friend of mine on Friday. Okay, hallelujah. Anyway, let me leave that. They made a statement that kind of disappointed me concerning this thing of the will of God. But I didn't want to cause issues, you know. So I just what. But anyway, in all we do, we should seek to honor who? To honor the Lord. Glory be to God. You single chaps, that includes who you marry. You understand? You are not your own. You are a slave. Where does a slave get time to go and get a woman, to go and call a babe? You know, you understand? You are at work, slave, you know? You only go out if you're told to, you know? So the master, you know, should be the one to give you a wife, to give you a spouse. Hallelujah. All right? And he gives good things, by the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mukama inaba kazi abalungi. Mukama inaba saji abalungi. Okay? Glory be to God. God be say amen. Yes. Maureen. Eh? Mkama nyawa saja wena saint. Okala. Hallelujah. So people, yes, in all we do, we should seek to what? To honor the Lord. You leave these stupid things. I know some of you, what? Want to get out. You're like, you tell us other things, believe you are with there, what? If you know, God knows my heart, you know. But that's it, amen? Yeah, now, during this time, post-election, we should really exercise love, okay? And that's what I'm going to tell you about, to encourage you to do, exercise love. Don't be someone who causes division, who causes strife. Don't be involved in causing unrest, okay? Don't be involved in inflicting fear in people. I'm wondering how it is in Western Uganda, because we could be saying that the problem is only here, but when back in what? In Rukunjiri, guys are also doing the same thing, intimidating, you know, one another. Now, we shouldn't be like that. You understand? Okay, be a vessel of reconciliation. Be a vessel that brings peace. Hallelujah. I know in the week, you're going to go to work, and there'll be that thing of mistrust. Which wasn't there before, Okay. So don't be, as in, honor God by doing the right thing and by, encouraging harmony and unity and oneness and love. Okay? So, basically, God wants you to practice love during this time. Amen? And by the time we are done with today, you should be able to say what David said in Psalm 18, verse 1, that I will love you, O Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? And you know what love means. Okay? I will do what? I will love you, O Lord. Okay? Love means doing right. Doing what the Lord wills. Doing righteousness. Glory be to God. Okay? I was glad when Juliana sang that song. And I was like, I and her, we are sharp in the spirit. Glory be to God. All right, though I'm not going to buy a lunch, I'm going to buy what? The others. Okay? Yes. Hallelujah. I'll see how to get a lunch also one day. Hallelujah. So, we should be able to say, like David, that I will love you, O Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Mark chapter 12, talking about love. Mark chapter 12 from verse 28, it says that then one of the scribes came, and having had them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, okay, asked who? Jesus. Okay, so the scribe asked the Lord, which is the first commandment of all? That also means which is the greatest commandment of all. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Okay? Okay, you shall do what? You shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. You will do what? You will love the Lord. That's why David says, I will love you, O Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Then it continues and says in a verse, I think let's go on to verse 31. It says, and the second, like it is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love who? Your neighbor as yourself. Okay, that's what Jesus meant when he says that, do unto others what you would want them to do unto you. Hallelujah. Love your neighbor. Okay? The LC1 chairman should be able to love all his people. But how do you, LC1, a chairman? You, as in, you tell your, the people you're leading, that together Bakuba. And in fact, he was mild. Eh? Others say, Tugenda Kubata. They told an old lady that Tubulire Wajetuna Kuzika. Alright? Love your neighbor, people. Eh? Glory be to God. During this period, please love people. Alright? Don't share stupidity. Eh? Things which cause division. Eh? Don't share those things. If you get them, keep them on your phone. Don't forward them. Hallelujah. And that is one of the advantages of switching off the internet. You understand? Because people haven't been able to share nonsense which would provoke and incite, you know. Yes. Hallelujah. You shall love God and you shall also love your neighbor as yourself. Glory be to God. John chapter 14, our famous verse here. Jesus said, John chapter 14, verse 21, Jesus said, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. He who has my commandments, okay, but Jesus adds and say that it is not enough to have the commandments. All right? You should also keep them. Okay? He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Glory be to God. So how are we going to love the Lord during this time? By doing what he has commanded us to do. What we know we should do. Glory be to God. Okay? Treat your neighbor right. Hallelujah. You know? Most probably, your wife is not here because she has a very long nose. Okay? This man is called Kuluvia. Kuluvia. But the wife has a very long nose. The wife just changed her name recently. You got married like 3 weeks ago? Hey. Now she's called what? Kuluvia, but some people want to beat her. Yet now she's a Mganda. Glory be to God. Okay? Biashuada, by the way, like 2 months ago. Biashuada. I think she was getting a taxi or something like that, and Biashuada. Those of you who haven't been assured, it's because you're always hiding in your cars. Tinted, you know, eh? For me, mine is not what? I think now, actually, this is the advantage of masks now. I'm telling you, all things work together for us. Masks, man. By the way, I wear masks at times, you know. I have masks in the car, in my bedroom, everywhere. All right? I have a sanitizer which I work with. Okay? Yes. Masks right now are very, very important. Glory be to God. Let's talk today. Masks are very important. My wife always has a mask on. Hallelujah. And especially when you're seated. Eh? Because if you're walking, someone can say, your figure, yo. Okay? They don't have a face, but no figure. Figure, your what, you know? Hey, we're coming for you. But by the way, okay, use wisdom, please. Eh? Wear masks. Alright? It's wisdom right now. It is greater wisdom. There's the wisdom of avoiding the to catch the virus, okay? But now there's a wisdom of what? You hide some of your features. Eh? All right? And don't walk over the place, you know? Okay? Remain seated. Walk when you're sitting. But even if you're seated, some guy can come and tell you now, walk like a Muganda. As in, get up and start walking like a Muganda and we see. You know what that means? Utambula ngo Muganda. Man, during that Kayunga, the saga, 2000, it was around 2009, no, it was 2010. Okay. So, man, guys would get someone, Tambula ngo Muganda. For me, I thought it meant, as in, there's a way Baganda walk, like you can, you know. Now, there's some people who you can tell which tribe they are. Like some Westerners, especially Bahima, you can tell, you know. So I also thought there's a way what Baganda walk and they can identify each other. Honestly, that's what I thought. Until sometime later, someone said, no, it means, as in start, my name is Ukulubia, okay? Tata Wange, Balabi Okubo, Agalamide, whatever. I am Zala, Tambula as in start, Father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, that's what I thought, okay? But that time was, it was bad, okay? Those days I was very close, friends with Elvis, okay? So, I remember he was also, he was like, man, I can't leave home. And that time, he didn't have a car. So he was in, at his place, and he would call me and say, man, have they grabbed you yet? Have they grabbed you yet? Then one time, we are in the bank with him, okay? Then a certain man who comes. Now, for me, I had the man... we tell him that enyindo za finger zifanagana. Okay? And he obviously knows, long, enyindo za finger zifanagana. Now, that's what I heard. And when I looked at the man, I could also see his nose was long. Okay? And so when we left the bank, Elvis said that, no, the man said enyindo za mwe, like me and Elvis, nga zifanagana. But I argued with Elvis and said, no, I had the man say his nose and your nose, And his nose was also kind of long. Elvis said, no, the guy is, Now, how do you enter a bank, and you start telling what? People you don't know, strangers, that, mwenge nyendo za mwezi fandakana. I remember it is a time of the Kayunga, Now, what was coming, you guys, That man, and it wasn't going to be, by the way, only here. You remember the guy was drinking blood from all over the country. Okay? Some region would get the news that our cousins, our brothers and sisters in Buganda are being killed and beaten. And then they would also what? That is what was going to happen. It just needed... and this guy wanted it. And by the way, he still wants it. This thing of putting him under house arrest, it is of the Lord. It is for your own good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But what was I saying? Okay? Yes, love the Lord. Okay? He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. How are we going to love the Lord during this time? God would want us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Okay? Don't discriminate, against people. Hallelujah. Amen? Kulubia, don't discriminate, Katsime is now Kulubia. Hallelujah. All right, don't go out, don't cause division. Be a Christian, Okay, your testimony, your behavior is needed, especially at this time. Hallelujah. Okay, darkness covers the earth, but light shines, and light shines especially when it is dark. Light shines brighter in darkness. Do you understand? So right now your light is needed. Hallelujah. Amen. Yesterday I went to wash my car somewhere, okay? And I pulled a young man aside who washes my car and told him, you're Muganda, what? But please don't do this. Then I assured him, I told about the Obikola. What is that? Tuchikola, Babantue, Yagala, Bantua no. Tebaina Chebakoze. Then the guy said, yes. But and the guy laughs, you understand? If you get an opportunity, talk to someone, but don't go out looking for them, to talk to them. That is being stupid. All right? Talk to them, get someone and talk to them, say now, we are one. Glory be to God. Okay, that's how God wants you to love him during this time. All right? Then he gives a promise. He says, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Okay? So does God love everyone? Yes or no? Yes, God loves everyone. Okay? But also there's something more now to those who love him. Because he says, they will be loved by my Father. Remember, for God so loved the world, everyone, he loved them and gave his only begotten Son. Okay? So he loves even Chagulanyi. By the way, God loves Chagulanyi and you'd want him to get saved. Never forget that. Okay? God loves Babi. Okay? Babi was born again. Okay? Joanne, your wife, they were together on campus. Mary, that whole. And the chick was born again. Alright? But somehow, and Chagulanyi used to come when he was what? Vibing her on campus. And definitely he took her to some other what? Realm. You saw the necklace, the snake? Did you see it or you didn't? Did you see the dress? Those are the things man have been using, Okay? In all I do to honor the Lord. I use this phone, I would go to a saloon, can you find Bonabona, Babobi, why you need a guy who's cutting you the hair? But your friends, Then I'm like, Naye kati gwe. Omani biojila. By the way, there's a guy in Nsasa, Junior. Yesterday or the other day, he told me that if Museveni knew what you've done for him, he would call you to State House. But for me, I felt like it was the Lord who was speaking through a guy who's not saved. He has come here twice. God was like, you've done a great job, honoring me. So again, he said, man, Museveni singa mani chom kole de. Yandi kuyise mu State House. So anyway, I would be in a saloon. How can a young man who has never done anything constructive? But this guy has never done anything constructive. But people are so blinded, they think the guy has ever done something. Nothing. The only thing he has done is singing songs which spread, it's called what in Uganda? Obukaba, what is the song? As in, like immorality. It's called what? Obukaba, Yes. This is the only thing the guy has done. And people know it. But they all of a sudden, it's a devil man. The songs he has done, what have they done for their kids? They have just spoiled the kids. Now, Christians can't even think like that. Christians can't think that Unugai Nyimba Zayimbez or Night is what? They are against the commandments of God. Do you understand? Okay? So say no guy na movie many abayimbi bano bagenda once when nyanja gamani. Nangama a man, a young man who has never done anything. Okay? Besije stood 4 times. But Besije didn't cause, you know, you would come wearing blue, I'm wearing yellow, and we would be kawa, watch a football match. But right now, I'm telling you, you go right now in here, you won't find a single yellow, you know. But Besije 4 times, it was kawa. Guys would sit at a football match and argue what, eh? Then after I say, man, tunaraba gana next Sunday. Next Sunday, tukenda kuba kuba. Like homo pira. You have fluked today na ye. But after they have said, no, mze again, they what? So a young man who has never done anything, he comes once and causes this thing. You see, Besije came flesh and blood. Okay? Bobby Wine didn't come alone. Which has caused all this. I'm telling you, a guy was never there. And even guys you think, guys went to Namiriango, surgeons in Kampala Hospital, not Nakasero. All of it, I'm telling you, lawyers, who are not worship leaders in LAT. I mean, strange. As in, so you realize that World War, there's a level where books don't work. I'm telling you. So you realize that actually books don't impart wisdom. They don't. They don't. I'm telling you, books don't. This thing very, all of them say, you really believe Chagulani can lead the country? You know, and so, that pick of what? Babi in a dress which had the what? A snake. You know, I'm going to get one. Some would sit real quick. Because it was hard to see, by the way. Did you see? It was hard. Then the moment they would sit, you would see people's countenance changing. Number behavior. I'm telling some of you are cowards. You're just hiding. Just, as in, when will you ever understand that in all you do, you're supposed to honor the Lord? You see, that's the thing. You just come and sing songs here, but Toby Tege is a yimba. When will you ever start that concept of seek first the kingdom? Kingdom interest first. Okay? And now, when the Lord says here that those who love me and keep my commandments, okay, they're the ones who, you know, my Father and I will love and we shall manifest ourselves to him, it does not only mean the written commandments. Eh? Don't cheat on your wife. Don't steal people's things. Eh? Don't abuse people. Don't murder. You understand? Eh? It means there are other commandments, okay? There are things which God tells you to do which are not in the book. Do you understand? Eh? And you take them lightly. You know, there are things God tells you to do which you won't find in the Bible. Naya jakugamba that echo techile mumu Bible, but I want you, because not everything is in the Bible. Where are your kids who should go to school? It is not in the Bible. You understand? Eh? Who should be the president of the country? It is not in the Bible. Do you understand? Eh? But now when God tells you, like, vote so and so, that becomes his commandment to you. You understand? Eh? And if you obey that commandment, eh, you're showing him that you love him, you honor him, and he says that those who love me by keeping my commandments, okay, they will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and manifest myself to them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? When was, anyway, do you know that in the days of Abraham, there was no Bible? Do you know that? Eh? Do you know that Abraham didn't have a Bible? Yeah? The some of you are like, hey, wait a minute, I've never thought about it. It's true. These commandments and what? Eh? Okay? They started as in being written down and God saying them plainly. You know, they started with Moses. Hmm? Moshe. Glory be to God. Okay? My dad used to call me Mosh. Okay? Mosh. So I told a friend of mine, Peter, and from that time, eh, Peter calls me Mosh. Okay? Mosh. My dad liked me. Eh? Hallelujah. Alright? The guy, yeah, he liked me, you know. Eh? He used to tell some people, that one, he's a Jew. Because the guy knew I was serious with the commandments of God. Alright? My dad knew if I'm to sit with him in the sitting room, to sit with him and with jazz, there shouldn't be nonsense on the TV. There's some of you, the way your relatives, the way they treat you, the way they behave around you, but many totally serious. But my dad knew. If I'm to sit, now I wanted to sit with my dad, and we just, but I couldn't sit with him and we just, nga, Bobby Wine is singing what? With naked women. I couldn't. You understand? Eh? So now my dad knew it. He's like, you know, guy, this my son. Guy, Yaroko came and carried out, he's serious. So the moment he would see me getting, you know, like through the gate, like to see him, eh? Because when I was like at university, eh? Okay, university, you know, so I come on Friday to see him. The moment he would see who's coming, the moment I would arrive in the sitting room, you find LTV. I'm telling you the truth. You know, he knew LTV. Because he's like, that is the only way this guy will sit here with me for hours. Because now there's what? Cleanness. Hallelujah. I think you people, make a stand for the Lord. Glory be to God. One time I went for a wedding meeting somewhere, and I reached there. You know, it was like a ball of sorts. And man, naked women on the screens. And these people had hired it. Because if you hire a place, that means that for these hours, it's yours. You can tell them, mujie kwa muziki, muse kwa mupira. You understand? And these were naked women. I was like, I called, I think, one of the, either the groom or the bride. I said, so it means that if I didn't, you know, guys were going to continue what? Eh? I was like, no. Especially since you say mulibalokole. It's another thing. Bwembanga ngenzenge bintu, usibia mulokole. Okay, there you understand them, eh? And you just plot how you can infiltrate them, you know. you know, to tell them about Jesus. Eh? But Alan, you call me for a wedding meeting, where is your mulokole? You've hired this hall. Eh? And you expect us to meet naked women. You know, singing, what, babi wange, what, you know, babi, what, you know, I was like, I'll call you, I said, Alan. Because I'm speaking to someone I know, or take it, right? You understand? Eh? I will tell you. Hallelujah. Okay, and so, my dad, he used to tell people, yeah, that one is a Jew. Okay? Then one time, he sat me down and said, no, now. Because he knew, yeah, that there was even now my relationship with my sisters, it was like it was strained because we're different. Even to they're saved, you know. So there's a way in which we couldn't sit for an hour to jazz with, you know. Because nga, bitugira, you know. So one time he sat me down, and I, you know, that one, as in one of my what? Sister, you know, they love the Lord, yeah. Yeah, just give them time. My dad was a PR guy, like very good at PR. That one, just give him time. But you could see, he knew that, you know, I could, you know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've made my stand on things here in this church because in all I do, I want to honor the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I sit in restaurants. If I'm the only client at that time, Magambani, Museko, like over BBC. You understand? Like a neutral something, eh? If I'm the only, because I'm the only one there, you know. And that TV is for clients. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not telling you to go and boss people over. You understand? Be wise, you understand? Eh? The restaurant is not yours. They were to Jagala, to Jingramwe. Bojingramunga, the naked women on screen. You eating what? Or facing the area. You understand? Because how are you going to explain to what? Your brother or sister in the Lord when they enter? Nebaku sanganga, you are real eating with what? As in you can't explain it, you know. Eh? But more than that, explaining it to your neighbor, the Lord is watching you. The Lord is watching you. And some of you who are doing things in hiding, but the Lord is what? There's a scripture, I haven't read it in years, but it's somewhere there. And I remember some guy, when he went for a mission years ago at the university, when we were at the university, went somewhere in Bujiri or somewhere. And while we were there, one of our friends, priests, from it. And the scripture says that your sin will find you out. You know that scripture? The guy was scared everyone. Your sin will find you out, you know. Eh? By that time, the grace thing hadn't yet, what? Hey, nekati, if your sin will find you, which are you going to work? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anyway, Abraham didn't have what? Didn't have the Bible. Do you know that? So, now, yeah, he didn't have the Bible. Now, in Genesis chapter 26, verse 4 to 5, okay, God is speaking to Isaac, Abraham's son. All right? And he says that I will make your descendants, okay, you Isaac, I'll make your descendants. I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments. Commandments, which ones? You know? Okay? My statutes, which ones? They were not there at that time. These things came with Moses. Okay? And my laws. Which ones? These are things God personally told Abraham. Alright? And Abraham kept them. There was not yet a written code. Eh? Don't do the, you understand? Eh? But God had revealed these things to Abraham. They were not written. But God had told Abraham, cannot what you call her. Do not vote this one. Do not go to that place. Delete that number from your phone book. Block so and so. You understand? And Abraham had done those things. But they were not, you understand? Eh? And God says, I'm going to do this for you, Isaac, because your father, alright, your father did what? Obeyed my voice. Kept my commandments, kept my laws. Hallelujah. And this is what, you know, distinguishes, you know, one Christian from another. What about Christians? Abazanyi sewe ntubia katonda. Because God tells them clearly, do this. They even say, Pastor, I had a dream. In the dream, what? And then you see, you're like, now what? And they're like, But for me, I'm not going to do it because my mother might say what my, you know, I was like, the person who's telling you their mother, they're not even 13. They even have their own rented house. So their mother is in Rukunjiri very far than Kampala. Niba kugamba kino kye balose mukama kya bagambe tebagenda kikola because their mother, my mother. That is good news. Don't vote Bobi Wine. Say, but what about them? Uganda, Tetwe now, Okwebelelamu. We are the majority. But all this time, we have never heard what. You understand? And this Munyankole guy hasn't done us any good. Really? Okay, if he hasn't done you any good now, okay? What does the Lord say? What does Mukama Gambach? Hallelujah. So Abraham, okay, obeyed what God told him. He did what the Lord told him. Hallelujah. If you wish your children well, okay, you had better start doing the will of God. You see, God is talking to Isaac here. He's like, I'm going to do this thing. Why? Not because of you. Nora Tatao. Oh, your guy, Yadianjagala. You understand? Hallelujah. Just imagine God coming and, you know, say, man, your dad, guy out me. Yadi guy wang. But now I'm enjoying him more even because he's with me in heaven. Nia kali nice and over and Tata. Whoa. Hallelujah. Okay, but there are blessings which come. You remember he said, I will love them and manifest myself to them. You know, it's talking about a deeper relationship. It's talking about where God can do some things just because of you, his friend. He's like, oh, your guy wang. You understand? I have to do this. Hallelujah. When you can even go and report some guys to God. Say, God, these guys have done this to me. By the way, I've never told you, but there are guys in this church who once did something, and they knew they were doing the wrong thing. And it had the potential of messing up this entire church. And I was like, even so, even, as in there were two individuals. Okay? And I was like, how could they do this? Okay? By the way, they're not like preachers or what. They're just people in church. And it was so bad. And I was like, really, really, how can these guys do this? As in, you know, and it had, I could see the effects it would have in the congregation. Do you know what I did? I went and reported them to God. And to this day, they don't know that I reported them to God. But I didn't tell God what to do to them. I just reported them to God. And the man, okay, it will take me many years to tell you what happened to them. Okay? And by the way, they're in this church. They're still in this church. Hallelujah. Now you're wondering, is it me? Because there are times some bad things happen. What could I have done? What could I have done to pastor? You understand? But this is years ago. It's like maybe now, I don't know, 4 years or 3 years. I reported. But I take my work seriously in this church. Anything that happens that has a potential of messing you up, okay? I might never tell anyone how that thing has affected me. All right? By the way, before then and since then, I have never brought another issue to God, all right? So don't worry. All right? But don't mess me up because I'll go and talk to my friend. Say, Rabbi, and like, Chivagendo Kole Kanisa yo. By the way, I went, and then man, after a month, and I could tell, do you know, I know that. Now you're going to misunderstand things I've told you, and you saw about what kind of, you know, first of all, I just told the Lord what had happened. And I told him sincerely, God, this thing is bad. First of all, it has hurt me, and it is going to affect tricked your other children. Man, what happened thereafter? It will take me years. Maybe I'll tell you just before the rapture. All right? Hallelujah. By the way, I'm serious. And this is the first time I'm saying this. All right? Yeah. But glory be to God. Amen? Abraham did what? Obeyed. There were things were not written. Things were not what? Written. That means that there are things which God tells you. He commands you to do. He tells you to do. And if you do that, he's like, Dennis loves me. But when Dennis, you don't have a scripture. Where is the scripture that what don't vote? But it's not there. But God has told you, do it. That, you know, don't vote him. There's no scripture. But God has told you. So you do it. And God say, yeah, that one honors me. Hallelujah. Okay? So he was going to bless his, God is blessing, you know, Isaac, Jacob, the 12, you know, up to now, the Jews. Why? Because of their father. Their father loved the Lord. Abraham loved the Lord. And you had better do your children a favor. Because you might not, if you don't love the Lord, your kids might end up in trouble. They become broke, for example. Instead of being all color, you know, instead of your kids being colored, they become broke. And then they start blaming their brokenness, as in lack of dimes, the dime, you know, to blame it on the government. Yet it is their dad who messed them up. Their dad didn't love the Lord. Do you understand? Some of this problem is not the government. Hallelujah. Some of the problems you might be having now, I might be having now, it could be because my parents maybe didn't love the Lord, and now, man. Glory be to God. Bruce, you had better do Esther's kids a favor by loving what? Loving the Lord. You see it here. Hallelujah. And God called Abraham his friend. Man, that verse. You know that verse? Isaiah 41:8. Okay. It says that, but you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I've chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends. Glory be to God. Man, that CV, that CV, hallelujah. There was a dream, how many years ago? 3 years ago, okay? When God called Juliana, my friend. God called the worship team, my friend. Okay? If there's anyone who does a big sacrifice in this church, it is Juliana. When you consider so many things, Juliana shouldn't be suffering in LAT, what? I mean, she has a very good job, she has the dime, you understand? And she comes here and, my, you know, hallelujah. Glory be to God. The descendants of Moses Musinguzi, my friends. And man, when a friend of God who reports you to his friend, you understand? You had better pray that God leaks the info. You remember? This Abraham guy, by the way. Was it Abraham? Yeah, I think it was Abraham. Yeah, you know? He was in fear. His wife was a baby. And the king took her, the Pharaoh. Okay? But yeah, but I think it happened also Isaac, his son. Abimelech, you know, takes her. Okay, then God alarmed Abimelech in the night in a dream. Told him, you are a dead man. But that's what the Bible says. Today you are a dead man. Omukazi go to say, you understand? And maybe the guy was innocent. Like he didn't know. The guy said he's my, you know, sister. Okay? Go to the guy, you are a dead man. Okay? For Abraham, he said, man, the wife you've taken belongs to a prophet. So you see, God leaks info, say, man, before your son, you had better. You know, so when his friend what reports you better pray God leaks the info so that man you can go and make things up before fire. Do you understand? Eh? And God wants you to be his friend, by the way. I'm saying all these things because the whole issue is God wants you to obey his commandment, written and those which are not written. And he says that I will love you. My father and I will love you. Hallelujah. All right? And interestingly, this word friend, okay? You remember I told you I began 5 months ago. Now I can read the Bible in Hebrew. Okay? I didn't share that on the group. Man, you know, Anyway, I read this word friend, it actually, in Hebrew, it comes from the word which actually, from which we get the word love. So you can say God was saying that, you know, the descendants of Abraham, my beloved. I'm telling you, it's a word, you know, from which you get the word love. My beloved. And this is what Jesus was saying. He who obeys my commandments, I will love, you know, we shall be tight. That person will be my beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Why you are like, we pastor, we are like, we are like, I remember, you know, years ago, my dad was sick in hospital. You remember when we were in Kasangati in fourth year doing public health? So my dad, you went to see him at that time when he was in Zambia hospital. He was admitted, you know, he had had, anyway, so I remember, you know, I used to go every morning, every day, Kasangati in Zambia, back to it, okay? And I was kind of stressed and sad. So one day, one morning, I told the Lord that, God, make me laugh. You understand? Make me laugh. I want to laugh. All right? So anyway, I get a taxi from Kasangati up to somewhere above the taxi park. So I'm walking down to the taxi park to get another taxi to Unsambia. So as I'm walking down, okay, via Pioneer Mall, Momomani Pioneer Mall, Pioneer Mall. We used to sit at Pioneer Mall in VAC with some guys from Budo, Unamiango, Mwiri, you know, just wasting time. And you just buy one soda. No tula, and you sit there for hours, all right? And you make sure you don't finish the soda. We used to call it evidence. Eh? Evidence that you bought something. So, anyway, then when senior six results came back, the group scattered. That was it. End of that group. It was now every man for himself. As in the group scattered. Alright. Anyway, yeah. So I'm walking down Pioneer Mall. Then some chief guy like a villager approaches me. See what? Sebo. Radio Uganda. what? Eriri dawa. Kubanga, nimugamba Radio Uganda, ono katio kwambuka, ono budize yobne weyonge. Nenga kubanga, walwe bintu, abazungu, bibasude, nabilonze, katinjaga kubitwala ku Radio Uganda, babirange. Abazungu, so they cannot get their things. But the guy is so fake, even has, do you know what they call, do you know what they call obujonjo? then for you, you might not be beaten. And then, you know those things, you know, when you wake up, you know, the guy is fake, he's really walking, his shirt is like, you know, a real villager, you just see a guy from deep over which, you know, So I told him, So when he says that, I mean, when he says that was wrong, by now, Biasude, I knew, these are the things. So I knew he was a con man. So I also decided to play, like, alone, kati. Yeah, we don't get a yo, we're not okay, yo, Jakubuza. Then the girl was like, where about the table? Are you just such a fake guy who's not supposed to be in Kampala? And then look behind. So, when he goes, some other guy, like, approached me. Say, abade, akugambachi? Nimugamba, abade ngamba, radio Uganda, where we've been to, like, abazungu, okay? Then the guy say, Chichi, kwandi bifunye, as in, tugende, utubi mujeko, utumuyo sente, kwanga maife, utukole what? Because remember, these are like expensive things. So this villager who doesn't know the treasure he's carrying, get them from him, then, you know, for us, we owe it, to come the, you know. So when the guy say that, laughter came from my, I began laughing. Then I remembered the prayer I'd what? Hey, God, make me laugh. I laughed at this guy. Then I told him, Nayemwe, Rachi, Utemulo Koka. Rachi. Then the guy also now laughed. He said, Nafe, Ukatusoke, Utufune Sente, Nafe, Tulokoke, Muma Malada, Ukfune Sente. Okay? Meanwhile, I was a student, but I guess I looked rich. I don't know. The guy said, "Mama, I don't find a cent. Nothing can forget for the cent." We talk okay. So I think there are some things I say, and some of you are like, "Pastor, for you arrived for us, man. Things are still what? Those things you only what? Like I remember years ago, I gave a Muslim a lift." From somewhere in Mperere. So I found a young man, he's working man, the Kasana, you know, So I stopped, you know, I was like, hey, Hogenda, Yangu, SC. Okay? So anyway, he sits, you know, there's SC, music, okay? Christian, you know, the guy, man, starts, you know, so I asked him, what's your name? You could see, man, the guy had reached like in heaven, you know, front seat, you know, you know, I asked him, so he told me, yeah, so and so, Musilamu. So, But you know, as a guy now, he's feeling nice, you know. Then he told me that, music on, Anyuma Okuzanyanga Ofunye Sente. You know, that's what the guy assured me, that this music you're playing in the car, it needs man when you have the dimes and man. Music. Now, remember, this is a Muslim. A Muslim. He's like, Aulilaka music. The, you know, Not these stupid so-called Christian songs, which are not Christian. They're just thugs which were trying to sing songs. Buzam Kama, Ugrayo, Kaabam Kange, Mpagira. Rubbish, All right. You know, I was playing, I think, hill songs, you know, whatever, A Muslim guy said, man, music, ngofunye sente, no tula, no kasa, you know, Hallelujah. So I think, there's some of you, I think, who hear me, I'm saying all these things, you're like, go pastor. Already, kati been to your biaitamu, you know, chakwata yo, you know, kati gwe, ne kati fe, we are still, you know, utulinoa, or tulina okwe saira amagezi, you know, Okay, because man, for you already got a wife, first we have a, now we have to also fast, you know, Okay. Mubajuani, already mwawasa. For us, we are still single. We have to do this. You know, don't do that, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say amen. The descendants of who? Put your name. Put your name in it. Okay? The descendants of Juliana, my friend. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. As I end, John chapter 15, verse 14 says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. All Christians are not God's friends. You can't say, I'm a friend of God because the Bible says it. No. He says, if you do what I command you. Hallelujah. There's some Christians who a few days ago lost, they had climbed a bit higher towards becoming friends of God, and they failed the test on Thursday. Failed the test on Thursday. Disobeyed a very clear commandment of God. Hallelujah. Now they'll have to redo the test. Hallelujah. But remember, we're talking about love. Love your neighbor during this time. Amen? All right? 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 to 21 says, we love him because he first loved us. We sang a song like that. It's amazing. Today, Then it says, verse 20, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Abalokole, who are intimidating others, who are causing disunity. Atabalokole Banji were doing that, by the way. They are all right now in churches acting very holy. But they are part of this stupidity that is going on in the country. Okay? God says, you are a liar. You don't love me. All right? Because he says, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Okay, remember, you're supposed to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 12 verse 18 says, if it is possible, Romans chapter 12 verse 18, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. That is love. Do you understand? This is especially needed in this period right now in Uganda. Hallelujah. Okay, if someone doesn't want to live at peace with you, okay, don't be the cause. That's why it says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Not just Abarokole, all men during this time. Glory be to God. Okay? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 to 15 says, pursue peace with how many people? All people. And what? Holiness. We sang holiness is all that the Lord needs. Okay? Without which no one will see the Lord. So why won't people see the Lord? Why won't some Christians see the Lord? Why won't some Christians inherit the kingdom? According to this verse, why? Because of holiness. Okay, now we always emphasize the holiness bit. But this scripture says peace with men and holiness. All right? So even if you don't pursue peace, you're causing strife. You understand? You're intimidating people. Hallelujah. Even you will not see the Lord. You will not inherit the kingdom. Hallelujah. Do you understand? And I especially got this scripture because now I think all of LAT now believes that not all Christians are going to heaven. Okay? For the last 2 years I've labored on that and I've told you that at a certain point I preached differently. Hallelujah. Okay? At a certain point, you know, this girl was preaching holiness. People have to be holy. Then, and we were on the same page. Then some, you know, preachers confused me, and I believed them. And I began saying, no. Christ is our holiness. Whatever we do, you know, eh? All right. As I was also preaching, prosperity, which is right, by the way. Prosperity is in the Bible. Okay, so this guy, you know, met me once. And he says that, you guys, you know, you and Katera. We have a friend called Fred, you know. You and Fred, you even spoiled Peter, some other guy. Peter was a nice guy. He used to preach holiness. Now you have spoiled him. You know. Okay. So later, I realized that, okay, the girl was right. Hallelujah. Holiness. But we need to add that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. No Christian will see the Lord. Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, but you don't do the things I command you to do? Then he says, on that day, many will come in my name, saying, Lord, Lord, I did this, miracles, what? I cast out the devil. Then the Lord says, he will say, depart from me, you who are workers of iniquity. Depart from me. Okay? You know? The Bible says the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. And he was writing to Christians. Hallelujah. So if you really want to go to heaven at the rapture and to inherit the kingdom of God when it is established on the earth, you had better pursue peace with all men. If Christians in churches knew that there's something like not inheriting the kingdom because of the stupidity they are doing right now, if they knew this, most probably they wouldn't do. But because now it is like, it didn't matter really. You know, I got born again in P3. Okay, once saved, always saved, you know. That is why they're doing things and they don't care about the consequences, the eternal consequences. Okay, but you, the Lord is warning you, you had better, especially during this time, pursue peace. Do what? Pursue peace. If you joke around with this thing, okay, the Bible is very clear. You will not see who? The Lord. Glory be to God. Okay, therefore, where we started from, Psalm 18, verse 1, we should all say together that I will love the Lord. Glory be to God. You will do what? You will love the Lord. And your loving the Lord, your light, is especially needed during this time. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.